with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As the longest shutdown in federal government history drags on, Republicans on Capitol Hill have run out of patience with their Democratic Party counterparts. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he now plans to enact a so-called skinny reconciliation package next week, since, in his words, the Democrats are playing politics with our national security.
Very sadly, shockingly, the Democrats have decided that they want to zero out the accounts of border security and immigration and customs enforcement. It's a shocking thing to even say, but that's where our politics have devolved. They don't want to do it at all. And so we have to do it on our own. We have to do it through a reconciliation bill, because that's the only way to get around the 60-vote threshold necessity in the Senate. That's going to happen next week. Republicans are now carrying the ball by ourselves.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Cameras in the courtroom have long exposed the inner workings of some of America's most spectacular criminal cases. Now calls to bar cameras from Tyler Robinson's trial and the killing of Charlie Kirk are reigniting the debate over whether they belong.
Robinson's attorneys want cameras banned from a Utah courtroom, pointing to sometimes sensationalist media coverage they fear will foster widespread bias against their client as he faces prosecution in last September's shooting death of the conservative activist on a college campus. Prosecutors want cameras allowed and suggested that they could help dispel conspiracy theories and, quote, distorted narratives swirling around the case since Kirk was shot while speaking to a crowd of thousands. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 868 points. The Nasdaq rose 365, with the S&P 500 advancing by 84. This is SRN News. Arizona lawmakers reject assisted suicide.
The legislation would have allowed state residents who suffer from terminal diseases to get a doctor's help in taking their own life. Pro-life advocates warned that a right to die could quickly become a duty to die, and the Arizona legislature was listening. Before killing the bill, lawmakers raised concerns about oversight and whether vulnerable people might find themselves pressured to take their own lives. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom warns about persecution in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The commission says the Allied Democratic Forces affiliated with ISIS present a particularly alarming threat to freedom of religion or belief. In the past 2 years, the ADF has intensified its operations, waging violent attacks on houses of worship, religious leaders, and communities which are predominantly Christian people. This is SRN News. The lawyer for golf's biggest star is vowing to fight a subpoena for prescription records in a DUI case.
Tiger Woods' attorney plans to fight prosecutors' attempts to subpoena the golfer's prescription drug records. The attorney argues that Woods has a constitutional right to privacy regarding his medications. He asked a judge in Florida this week to hold a hearing to determine if the records are necessary for the investigation. Woods has pleaded not guilty to driving under the influence. Authorities say he showed signs of impairment after an accident last month. Prosecutors also demanded the names and locations of any witnesses Woods plans to present in his defense. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The family of late San Diego Padres owner Peter Seidler is nearing a sale of the team, that according to a person with knowledge of the negotiations. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.